If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Yeah, that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galore, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
No, seriously, where the hell is he? He just went off.
What?
This is crazy.
Let me do my best, Leroy.
What? Can I ask a question? Welcome on in, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. The Miami Heat in the wee hours of the night last night acquired Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. Pat Riley, it had been a while. The harpoon was a little rusty. But he did it. He got the deal done. Pat Riley got his orca, got his whale, got his Moby Dick, hauled him into the boat at 601 Biscayne Boulevard, gave up whatever they had to get it done, and the Greek Freak is coming to Miami. I'm just going to say one thing to the window real quick because I'm not going to lie. I was a wee bit scared yesterday. And I didn't know how this was going to go. I was a little scared. I didn't know how this is going to go. But I want to do something real quick. All right. I'm looking down 601 Biscayne Boulevard. Okay. I'm going down. And I just want to say one thing. I'm on my knees. All right? Pat! Godfather! Forgive me. I had forsaken you. I had doubts that this rat bastard Brad Stevens was going to foist us again. I broke the first Heat commandment. Thou shalt not doubt Pat Riley. Thou hast delivered. I am sorry, Pat. You did it. You got us the freak. And now the league is in trouble because the Miami Heat are mother bleeping back, dude. Leroy. It is Goosies on top of Goosies. On top of Goosies, and yet still on top of more Goosies. Where the hell'd you go, man?
If you must know, I had to pee.
No. It's a long ride over here.
Huh?
It was a long ride over
here. No, it was actually pretty quick, but I just rushed this morning. Oh, wow. Hmm. Even got Jennifer here in single digits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's summer. It should be like.
Yeah. Train.
Wow. All right. Yeah. It just wants to deflect all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But man, that was a night last. Did you find out this morning? When did you find out? Because we were.
Last night.
Okay. So you were up when you saw this.
It wasn't that I was up. I was just walking by my phone. Right. Really on the way to bed. And I was like, oh. And then I had to go to Twitter.
Twitter was crazy last night.
I was watching.
I saw it.
What were you doing?
I was watching ESPN as it broke.
Did you really?
It was in the middle of a Padres-Braves game.
Oh, wow.
So basically at 11:57, they come in, come back from commercial real quick because they had to get back to the game. They're like, winner in the out of sweepstakes, the Miami Heat. They real quick mention the trade, back to the game, back to baseball.
We got to get back to the pods. The Friars are up.
Yeah.
Dude, so last night, it was crazy. So I'm like, obviously, I'm refreshing like crazy. And then, like, last night, Chris Haynes, you know, comes out, and he's just like, he has two strange updates where, you know, he's like, the Boston Celtics are the favorite to get him. And then he goes, and he does this really weird one where he goes, Giannis didn't even really want to be on the Heat that much. And everybody's just like, what? He's like, yeah, it wasn't even one of his top destinations. It was super strange.
You know what I take pride in? And this is note. Every time that I have given you a little peek into the people I know and given you information,
yep,
I have never been wrong.
That's right.
I have never put stuff out there just to get a click. I've never said anything just to get people going, right? And so it bothers me when people, like, how off the beaten path could that those comments be?
I don't know.
And so they'll just, and what I hate about it is he'll just move on to the next thing.
I found it super strange because
right. He's
a guy that's supposedly close to Giannis, and he has been the entire time being like, yeah, Giannis wants to be in a place with sun and no tax. And then yesterday, just oddly, was like, yeah, the Celtics are the favorite, and Giannis never really wanted to be on the Heat anyway. And I was
right. Like,
what?
Like, it's the craziest thing. And in fact, he is the only one that was saying that. And it just, like, you don't, like, there's no penalty for this. There's no penalty for these comments that have not one bit of truth.
Yeah, it was super weird. Right. Super weird. And so then I got 70 people on Noties right now. Like, I had every reporter that could break this, but you only need one. You know it's going to be Shams. But the thing with Shams lately, and this is really annoying throughout the day,
mm-hmm,
Shams has tweets, but then he tweets three times about the same thing. So, like,
you got to keep going,
yeah,
in case something's different.
So my phone's going bloop, bloop, bloop. Like, yesterday, he had, like, a Knicks forward. Like, the 14th guy in the New York Knicks opted into a contract. And he had three tweets about it. And I was like, oh, my God. So then last night, what was it? Dan, do you remember? Did you see the Minnesota news? That was probably, like, 11:30-ish, right?
Right.
It was they had traded Julius Randle. They salary dumped Julius Randle. And they signed Ayo Dosunmu, right? And so I heard, bloop, my phone was, I mean, I had my phone on all day. I was like, yeah, it's kind of dead. I need to put this on the, I need to plug it in, give it a minute. And so then again, I'm just like, it's going, bloop, bloop. I'm just like, oh man, more Dosunmu tweets? What's going on? And so I just venture over to my phone because it's like, you know, I'm just going to shut off the light just so it charges fast. And I'm like, oh, what? Giannis, this is it.
Can I just tell you?
I thought it was a Dosunmu tweet.
Can I just tell you? You are something.
Why, dude?
Because you never wanted him.
Because the excitement that you're showing now,
mm-hmm,
is not even close,
mm-hmm,
to the anticipation you were showing before.
No, stop. Because it's the fact that the news broke out, and not even 6 minutes later, this man was already on live
with a
captain's hat on, mm-hmm, glasses, and I forgot what else.
Like, but I've been true to everything that I had said. What did I say in the list? Because this is the thing that you two love to do, is you love to finagle the facts of what did I say that I wanted. Is I just wanted them to get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted them to win the chase.
You said that afterwards when you said you didn't want Giannis anymore.
Yeah, I said that I was tired of Giannis's act, which his act did grow very, very stale.
It was.
But more than anything is I wanted Pat Riley to show that he had still got it. And I haven't deterred off that, but I hadn't been doing the whale thing all summer because why would I? They had not gotten through, which is why before when you were driving up, I don't know where, but I was apologizing down to Biscayne Boulevard,
mm-hmm,
got on my knees and apologized to the Godfather forever for shaking
your knees.
It's on video.
So
it's on video, Jennifer.
So,
you know, when you're Tardy B, you miss the bits.
Okay.
It seems like to me that what happened here is is that some of the people got together and said, listen, look, why are we holding on to these young guys? Let's go get whatever it takes.
Right.
And that's the difference between now and the last 2 years of trying to get somebody. That they said, this may hurt, but it's Giannis.
Right.
And so I think they just went back to what they've done over the however many years Pat has been here besides the last 3 years.
I was already at the point where, like, I know this is going to hurt once we lost Ware. I'm just like, listen, I've accepted it. We're losing Ware. It's going to sting a little bit.
Right.
Would I have loved to keep Jokaciūnas? Of course.
Of course.
I was getting ready. Listen, you guys weren't going to watch him in Lithuania. I was. All right? I was excited to see Jokaciūnas and what he was going to do. But he's 20 years old. Eric Spoelstra
is not going to play him.
Is not going to play him. Right. He now has his veteran team with is going to be defensively minded first.
No shooters.
That's his identity as a coach. That's no what shooters. He loves.
No shooters.
Yet. No shooters. Yet.
Well, I am talking about right now.
Well, I know. Everybody's talking about right now. Just give him time, baby. Give him time.
Wait.
Give him time, baby. Give him time.
You didn't do that!
What do you mean?
Okay. You're
What didn't I give him time for?
You are in no position to tell me give him time.
Offseason just happened. What are you talking about? Give him time. You don't think Adam Simon is gonna draft some D3 shooter tomorrow in the second round we've never heard of, and he's going to break the 3-point record for the Heat? Because I guarantee he will.
I mean, that's what Dunks was.
Let me just tell you something. Adam Simon in the second round is more dangerous than he is in the first round. You give him a second round pick, you might as well have given him a first round pick. Good luck. Big mistake by the Bucks not getting that asset. Big mistake. And by the way, this is the I'm sorry asset from the league. You know what you did!
I still am confused by that. I'm still very confused by how, with that whole debacle with Terry Rozier, that the only thing the Heat get back is a second round pick.
Yeah, it's another day. It's another story for another day. Mm-hmm. Today is a day. Giannis is on the Miami Heat.
I like Bobby Portis too.
Oh,
I like Bobby Portis.
Love
like,
that move. Love that move.
Bobby Portis is very similar to what Wiggins does, right? In that he can shoot a little bit.
He can shoot a lot. Wing. He's a really good shooter.
He can play the wing. So they're similar. Like they just have the same.
Well, he's a lot bigger.
Well, same skill set.
He's a 4-5 guy.
Yeah. So that could be a backup center. At times,
they'll probably be lineups where they play all three of them.
Huh?
They'll probably be lineups when they play all three of them.
Him and
Giannis and Bam.
Giannis, Bam, and Portis, Giannis, Bam, and Jovic.
Yeah, they'll probably do Giannis. They'll mix in with Wiggins too. Like they're gonna probably mix all three of those guys together. The big thing is the Heat are gonna probably have to add one guy in the backcourt. Who is it gonna be? There's a lot of stuff out there with Norm right now as far as they might have lost him already. Who knows? Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. Could they do a sign and trade with him? There's a lot of stuff that's still out there. That's why I'm saying a lot. There is a lot of stuff that is unsettled with this whole thing.
You got the starting point.
Yeah, you got the starting point.
The point
of it was.
And that's the same thing that happened. People don't realize that's the same thing happened with the big three. We were having the same comment. We got three guys now. Who's going to? And then it just start filling out.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the Pricito. Our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Heat, these are the deets. They get Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks for Tyler Hero, Kyle Lowry, Jaime Jaquez Jr. Feel bad. Dude, I always feel bad. They always find Jaime Jaquez on candid camera when these trades happen.
Oh, he my God, when he was on the court?
He was playing a pickup basketball, and some guy's like, hey, bro.
At 12 at night?
Well, he's on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
They just
okay.
sit your ass to Milwaukee. But do you remember, like, when the Jimmy trade happened? Like, somebody from the Philly crowd is like, hey! The Jimmy trade happened, and you could just see Jaime.
How they were all
Jaime was terrified. He thought he was getting dealt too.
Right.
But Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kasper Jokaciūnas, 3 first-round picks, a swap, and a second-rounder. They also used their $15 million trade exception from the Duncan Robinson deal to get Bobby Portis. The trade picks, the picks they traded, is a pick swap in 2030 and the first round picks in 31 and 33 and a second rounder in 2033.
Jeez. Those 7 years out.
Yep. Yep. The Heat actually have some picks coming up.
Yeah, they got three picks in the next 4 years.
It'll depend. Yeah, when the, I mean, they have the Rat Bastard Hornets pick they have to convey, and then they're in the clear for a little bit. So it's crazy. We're gonna react to it. We're gonna get you guys calls here in just a second. We'll hear from you guys. Last night the Marlins, they fell to the Rangers 4-3. The series continues today, 6:40 with Sandy on the Hill. It was cool seeing the Scots there yesterday. What is that called? The what army?
Tartan Dan Army.
Tartan. That was fun. I enjoyed that. What an atmosphere.
Did they take it over or what?
They took it over. They took it over.
I tell you what, I bet you Lone Depot didn't run out of beer.
I don't know.
They ain't run out of beer.
I don't know.
Like, that's a South Florida thing.
They had the bagpipes out there.
If you buying, we selling.
And then a big day up at Fort Lauderdale today. In about 45 minutes, Brady Tkachuk will be introduced as a Florida Panther.
Wow. They were quick.
Yeah, we don't got to wait till July
6th. You think his
6th.
Brother will be with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that even a quote?
Oh, and his dad made the Hall of Fame yesterday. Keith Tkachuk finally got in the Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Big week for the Tkachuks. So we will endeavor some turnaround on that. I believe Vlad is boots on the ground there today. So we'll see what is what with the Tkachuks and their big day here down in South Florida. But obviously celebrating the Miami Heat acquiring Giannis. Miami Heat yesterday, they
actually it was this morning.
Technically, yeah. I actually think they beat midnight by a little bit.
You know what I hate about this? Okay. We get trades, we get all this stuff, but you can't really announce it until a certain date. Just go, like, what are we doing? The draft is going to put on a Heat hat.
He is. I can't wait for that tonight.
We're
still going to the draft party. We still got a draft party today.
They can't announce Giannis till what, the 6th?
I think it's like the 6th, yeah.
Right, what are we doing?
Well, because they want to leave room for expanding the trade if they have to. But the deal is agreed to in principle for just these two parties should it happen. The same thing happened with Durant last year, where Durant was agreed to between the Suns and Rockets, but then it didn't get done until the official league year because a lot of people wanted to get in on it to facilitate it and things like that. So that's why.
Okay.
That's all right.
So, I got it.
Don't expect a Giannis introductory press conference until July.
We basically gave up starting five.
Yeah.
You know, well, so.
The Heat basically gave up. Somebody put this to me last night on my YouTube chat. They said it was basically seven first round picks, which they did. You know, the Heat made a big deal last year about, like, hey, we have our last six first round picks on the roster. Well, four of them just went out the door.
Well, and the problem is that. How can you say something like that, but then not treat them that way, right? Like, they always talked about the youth and whatever, but soon as a guy made a mistake, he was sitting on the bench.
Not all of them. I mean, Tyler Hero got everything that he needed to do.
Tyler Hero was probably one of the ones that they like. Yeah,
Jaime,
this is our
thing.
Guy.
Jaime got the last year's offense was tailored for Jaime Jaquez, like to bounce back his season. And look, the Heat were probably in a position with Jaime, where he was up on his contract, he was getting ready for to be extension eligible.
Probably did him a favor. I just think it's cool to see like the development of the youth. To see him do it that way. I think what they did here, right, somebody had to twist their arm to get to, but they could have very easily done it the last couple years, right? But here's the difference. This year, the desirable pieces were a little bit different than last year. So last year, you would have said Jovic. Oh, we don't want to give up Jovic. Jovic is going to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was Kalel. Last year, Jaime would have been a throw-in.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's like one of the
pieces. A
little
juicy. Yep.
Right. Jakachonis wasn't even here, so it didn't matter, but he came on pretty good.
He had nice moments. He had nice moments last year.
For a 19-year-old, that's what you get, nice moments.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
well, like, the reports today from Sam Amick was that was the last thing that got it over. The Heat reportedly, according to The Athletic, wanted to try and make this deal, giving up Davion and keeping Jakachonis, but the Bucks didn't want Davion because he's on the last year of his deal, and they wanted you know, a little bit more youth. He's still young, Davion right. Mitchell, but mm-hmm. that was but look, hey, listen, Davion, I'll say this. They tried to trade Goran Dragic the final season, dude. They tried to trade him to Dallas, and you know what? It ended up working for him, so don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Don't you sweat it. Don't you sweat it. Let's go.
So now there's a lot more pressure on Jovic. I think.
If he's here, we'll see.
You think they'll still try to move him?
I don't know how much value could possibly be in a guy who just had that year and is owed $60-plus million guaranteed, but the Heat are also hard-capped now, so I'm going to imagine they're going to try and shave as much as they can.
That's very confusing. There's that rain I was telling you about. I could see it. The problem is that I don't know enough about the cap, like hard cap versus like, it's so confusing, especially basketball is just so confusing when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, it's also boring. But I would say the big thing is they're going to have to figure out, one, is Wiggins coming back? I think the early read is they would love to have him back. Do they shave down his salary for like a multi-year deal?
Yeah. Right.
And then it sounds like the early read is Brian Windhorst is saying that they likely will lose Norman Powell. We'll see. Could they do a sign and trade with Norm, though, and then bring something in? So, like, let's say Norm finds a location because there's not a lot of teams with cap space. He obviously wants a multiple year deal. Could they do something like that to bolster?
Get another player.
Yeah. Okay. So I think there's some mechanism there. They have a $15 million exception, so they could bring in a player.
You're in the used car lot.
Huh?
For $15 million, you're in the used car lot.
You're in the used car lot, but I think you could maybe the most productive used car, you know? Who wants to be in great weather, tax, you know, no state tax, and play with Giannis. That's the appeal. Jay, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man. How y'all doing today, man?
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm great, man. Exciting day. Got it done. But I also want to say Midas going to you, Tobin, mm-hmm. and all of Pete Twitter. Everybody that been killing Riley for not making moves. I believe that at some point you got to make a stand. You can't – I get everybody saying, oh, those guys not good enough, but – you can't give up everything to get certain guys.
Right, but it kind of sounds like Pat Riley agreed with me. So, in a way, what you really mean is point for me, I think is what you mean.
Yeah, No, my point is that I think they wanted Pella. They wanted everything. So, at some point, you got to keep some of the guys. You can't give up everything.
But almost everything.
But I'm glad they did it. I'm glad they made it happen.
I'm glad we're on the same page, dude.
I think now Spo going to have to get in his bag.
Let me tell you something. Spo's thrilled. He's like, this is a team I love. This is going to be a team he's going to wrap his arms around.
Exactly. And I think that what he's going to have to do is I get Giannis. He's going to have to go back. If you watch the offense from like 2013 when we had the Heat, when he had LeBron, like he's going to have to do something like that. Giannis don't need to be on the perimeter. Like work on him getting on the block. Work on him because then you could kind of get double teams and get him to pass out the 3-point shooters. Like I get everybody want to do that 3-point jump, but in the playoffs, like we got to work on the half court offense because the half court offense the last couple of years has been terrible. Like it's been pathetic, and I'm like, you got to work to try to get guys open. And also, I wanted to say is that I'm just glad this happening, man. It's just we're as Heat fans are spoiled, and one of the things why I get so mad at Heat fans when they complain is the fact that, like, we had Zoe at one point doing that. Then we had Dwayne and Shaq. Then we had LeBron and Bosh. It's like we've had four iterations. Jimmy Butler. We had four iterations of teams that was good. And a lot of the Knicks just won a championship after 53 years. Like, we've been spoiled as a Heat fan base. And I think that sometimes we get in the thing where it's like, they're not working out, but you're not – some. You have to go through some laws. And, like, we've been spoiled for the last 20 years where we haven't went through many laws. So I think we got to appreciate what we have as a fan base and say that at least they try, at least they make things happen. So, you know, that's all I want to say, man.
Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you. And I'm glad you agree with me. That's all. Yeah, that's all.
We got to go to break.
But in the end.
By the way.
What?
You do that thing.
What?
I got to
stop blinking.
Yes.
Stop blinking.
Dude.
What?
You're embarrassing.
You know what you do. You're embarrassing.
What did I do?
You're embarrassing.
What did I do?
You're embarrassing.
Just like, a couple of guys on the phone agreeing with each other.
You made him say that.
I didn't make anybody say anything, dude.
Really?
All I'm saying is Pat Riley ultimately agreed with me. Do what it takes to get the deal done. He did it. That's literally all I've been asking for. Literally all I've been asking for.
You think he's better at that than you?
Well, he's got a resume, but I wanted to remember. Sometimes you got to remember, you got to tell a fighter, hey, you still got, last thing to go is power, Pat. Last thing to go, you just got to bite down on that mouthpiece and swing and send a Lithuanian point guard to Milwaukee. If that's what it takes.
No more Lithuanian lizard?
What? Lithuanian lizard. Hell out of here.
Wow. Your soul falls. That's
see
crazy.
What is wrong? I mean, like.
Joke it, Jonas.
Wow. I just could imagine when I'm gone, he goes, never wanted
him. Please, 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 please.
Why?
Please.
What?
Just
it's too much.
This. Just clip,
clip
this
what?
For future reference ever.
What?
Don't worry about it. Just
what are you, a Bucks? What are you,
no, no, no.
What are you, Milwaukee Bucks fan, JP? Like, I don't understand. What are you doing?
Jennifer, I'm familiar with this man's work. Here's how it goes. A month, 2 months, 3 months. We're going to say, oh, remember when you said this, this, and this? And he's going to say, get the tape. And then we're going to have to pull it up.
You guys are Yucca Jonas guys. I get you. Now all of a sudden, the two of you.
No, that's not. You were Yucca Jonas guy, and now you're
was.
Like.
It's not on the heat anymore. See ya. See ya. I wish you no success.
Please answer the next question.
You think Kalel's going to, of all the guys, you think Tyler's going to have a bounce back and Kalel?
If he's healthy, Tyler's going to have a good year.
Yeah. Especially on that team, because.
It's probably going to be a battle for the ball between him and Kuzma.
If you're Kuzma.
Did you ever get those stats?
Yeah, did you? How about them Kuzma stats, dude?
He's not that good. He's okay.
The World Football Scoreboard is brought to you by your local Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is truly a match for every match with 29 degree drafts of Michelob Ultra, spicy margaritas made with Casamigos, and unrivaled views all tournament. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. I mean, the story yesterday was messy, dude.
Another two goal, and he missed a free kick.
I know, and he missed a free kick. Ridiculous. He's ridiculous. France also won 3-0. Mbappe, he had a pair of goals. The Stars have been out to play. They're good. I don't know if you guys know this about those guys.
Which is, like, if you take the handful of soccer players you know, they all been balling except for Ronaldo.
Yeah, he's washed. What are you going to do? I feel bad for him almost.
I mean, think about this.
He's back at it today, though. Uzbekistan. That's a good bounce back game.
The fact that he's out there is probably part, like, even with Argentina, they used to take Messi and kind of use him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this was like a storyline last World. I'm not even a big soccer guy. This was a storyline last World Cup was Ronaldo. So, like, the idea that more years have passed.
Right, and they're playing him 90 minutes.
And Messi looks better than ever. It's insane. Norway beat Senegal 3-2, and Algeria beat Jordan 2-1 filthy yesterday. Today, you got Portugal, Uzbekistan at 1 o'clock, England and Ghana at 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock today, Panama and Croatia at 7 o'clock, and then the night game from Mexico is Colombia and Congo.
Croatia had their one run, huh? How are they doing?
How are they doing? They lost to England, and they lost, 4-3, Dan, in that first game, or 4-2? It's a pretty good game.
What do you think about having Giannis as teammate? And also, my beat writer now.
They should. They should have Greek boots on the ground. I think it should be, you know, you got Ira, you got Anthony, you got Tim Reynolds, and then Christos. The Greece is going to want to know what's going on down here, dude. I'm telling you right now. Man, this is so much fun. I'm so happy for Bam.
Yes.
Finally.
Like, has he reacted at all?
He has not. No. You know, maybe he's trying to have how do you act like that when half your teammates get traded? You gotta be a little gentle with that.
I think he'll be a lot better with it than Jimmy was.
What do you mean?
just like, I think Bam genuinely is going to miss his friends, but understand and be able to say it in a way where, like, this is the nature of this sport.
Right.
And we understand, you know, that these things happen.
These guys have always had a lot of respect for each other. I know the agent tie has always been there forever, but I mean, that was such a huge key. Why the Heat had success was, yeah, Jimmy was really great. I would say, especially in the first series, but, you know, Jimmy was great, obviously, in that second series when Supernova, but man, Bam's athletic ability to make Giannis work was such a big thing in those series. And yeah, Giannis got banged up in the second one for sure, but that was I think that's kind of one of the first things we all talked about with Bam, was that he was the Giannis stopper, that he was right. The guy who could really match up with him better than anybody else in the league when the guy was unstoppable.
Right.
And so now they're teammates, and that's really, really cool.
I think they seem to have very similar games, so they could work well together and work off of each other.
Yeah.
I think Bam's would understand. Now, Bam, I think this, believe it or not, could also move Bam out to the four at times, which I would like to see more of. I think sometimes we ask Bam to do a lot of stuff that maybe somebody else should be doing, and he should be able to use his skill set a little bit more instead of using his skill set for what the Heat need.
I think also you can't take for granted, you know, the percentage wasn't awesome last year from three, but he took a lot of threes. A lot. Like, I was looking at it today because I was like, I wanted to look at the Heat shooters. Bam took 5.5 threes a game last year.
And what was his? He was 35?
Like 30-ish percent. But he even admitted, he's like, I probably took too many of those. I bet you
he'll say that in front of camera. But when he goes home, he's like, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
But like, you know, you can now kind of hone that into the right spots to do it.
Right.
So it's fun. Let's go to Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You tell me, buddy. How you feeling today? You got the goosies?
I've got the goosies. I'm really feeling like not one, not two, not three. And I know that sounds a little strong, but, you know, I just started thinking about the history of the Heat. I mean, every single time since we've gotten a superstar, we either end up winning the ring or at least going to the finals.
That is true.
And when I look at this East right now, I really don't see a wall we have to build anymore. In fact, they got to build a wall for us.
That's right. You better bring your grappling hook.
Exactly. And I really, you know, I think a lot of people are really downplaying this trade, saying that the Heat lost the trade. And I just can't see how that could be.
Well, listen, people who say they lost the trade couldn't spell Yakachonis if you gave him 100 tries. So I don't want to hear it.
Neither can you.
I could definitely spell it.
Spell it right now, please.
J-A-K-U-C with the weird thing over it. I-O-N-I-S. Apologize.
Why?
Apologize. Because I spelt it correctly and you doubted me.
Okay.
You've been coming at me with a fury today. I don't know if it was Hillary Duff.
Well, I don't know if it was Hillary Duff. Can I just tell you? You do this to yourself.
No. I don't
what?
Do anything.
Oh, my.
You do much to yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Much.
You see, you know we need.
Too much.
If Brittany was here, she'd be like, mm-mm.
She would agree with me.
No, she would not. Now, why are you putting stuff
she
on people?
She said she couldn't work today.
Is she?
Yeah, she is.
Handsome Daffy, what's up?
What's up? Beautiful day, guys.
It is a beautiful day.
It is. I just want to start off by saying that I'm glad we broke up that band known as the Play-In All-Stars. With the lead singer, Tyler Hero. Glad he's gone. Another thing is, I'm glad we added another defender in Giannis. So between him and Bam, like, that's a no-fly zone over there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And most importantly, the Knicks championship has been overshadowed by this news.
What did they do?
Grateful for that. No, I said their championship.
Oh.
Been overshadowed by this news. Like, no one's.
Oh, we're not talking about the Knicks no more.
Yeah, that's over. So we're talking about what Giannis.
Congratulations. You beat a bunch of dum-dums who couldn't close out a game.
One more thing, Tobin.
Hmm?
Let me ask you, hypothetically.
Okay, I like that.
Say if LeBron wanted to come and play with us, how would you feel about that?
People were asking me a lot about this yesterday because Barry Jackson did say that you can't close the door on it. I would assume the only way that happens. Because I don't buy this LeBron is taking a big discount, all right?
Mm-mm.
He's too good. He's too rich. I don't buy LeBron's playing for $15 million. So I would assume, Handsome Daffy, for that to happen, you would have to do the Norman Powell sign and trade. So he's making like 30-ish kind of dough. I'm a, like, we're already talking about the spacing, and we're talking about the lack of shooting. Like,
well, LeBron is decent at shooting a three. He's not considered a 3-point shooter.
He's not a he's not considered a 3-point.
But he's
no defense is real. Like, if you told defenses you're going to face, you have to go Bam, Giannis, and LeBron. Like,
and
they're
the
packing. They are packing
the paint.
They're like, please,
correct,
we would love to see it. Like, go ahead and try and shoot it. I wouldn't
mind bringing Dunks back.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens, especially if the Tyler Hero thing happens and they kind of expand this a little bit.
Because I want them.
I don't know what the rules are, though, with them using his exception. I don't know if that's like a thing, since they're using the Duncan Robinson trade exception. Can they trade for Duncan Robinson too? I don't know. I don't know. But I don't know that.
It's very some of the basketball mechanisms, cap and mechanisms are so confusing.
Very confusing. Very annoying.
Right.